you great, wonderful, fantastic individuals out there in the universe. We have made it to part three of this literary mixtape by the name of Snob, S-N-O-B. We've covered a lot of ground with the S and covered a lot of ground in the N. So now we're going to get to the O of everything. Per the usual, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. So if you've been getting down with the get down and keeping up with the keeping up of it all, S was about somebody, N was about having to. So I guess I'll really, really break it. So S is about like how I always have felt like I needed to be this person that other people created that was never really fully my own creation. I stifled a good deal of who I am because of other people when it came to lived experiences and spaces and places that I was in. And I take full responsibility for allowing myself to be stifled, because at the end of the day, even if someone places a hologram, if you will, on top of you, that doesn't mean you have to succumb to it. And many times I did. I know I did. And so I don't blame them for that. And I take full responsibility for those things. And that creates the space of me being nobody. I had to let go of all preconceived notions and all versions of self that I became when I was in fight or flight response. And now I'm rebuilding myself from the inside. And that requires that I have to be open. So that's where we're at today. Part three is all about the openness. And there are certain things that I have said here before and other things that I haven't, but mostly I'm just gonna tell y'all some stories, because I've never been one to think that I have it all together. I know that I'm working on every dream and color pattern in my head on a daily basis. I try to make sure my connections are positive and cohesive to the vision I have for my life in front of me. Sometimes that works out in some ways unexpectedly. Other times, I end up feeling like I've wasted my time and energy on someone, someplace, or something. Like I said, I don't have it all together. And maybe I shouldn't try to connect the dots so quickly. During my travel excursions, I had the pleasure of coming across some very interesting individuals, as my life always tends to bring me. I had some bogus experiences, but there was one in particular that stood out to me. I was taking the bus from Houston back to Louisiana. I was exhausted in the middle of what turned out to be a 45-hour trip, and I didn't want to be bothered at all. This girl sat down next to me and just started talking. Since I was wearing my headphones, I heard nothing she said, so I took them off. She asked me questions again, and then I realized she wasn't speaking English at all. She was speaking full-blown German. Here's where the story gets a bit more interesting. Anyone who actually has had a legitimate convo with me knows that I grew up there until I was 12. It's funny because I was just telling some guy that not only did I grow up there, but I speak German. He wrote that off because I guess I don't look like I'm cultured. But I digress. She's rattling things off to me in German with this baby on her arms, and I'm trying to figure out in my head why she was even in Houston. She tells me that she's 17. She came over with her older sister, who left her at the bus stop because the baby was crying too much. Kid you not. She only had a particular amount of money in her pocket, and she was trying to make it from there to Miami. We chit-chatted for a bit longer, and I was able to make sure she got on the next bus out to Florida. I'm not trying to sound self-centered, but I feel like it was meant for all my travel plans to be fucked up so that I was able to help this girl. I don't know who else she would have rolled up on speaking only German in Houston at the bus station that could have helped her. I said all that to say this. I'm feeling myself entering this stage that I'm calling freeform. For the last few years, I've been paying attention to my experiences and how they have played out in my body, mind, and spirit. I've always been a fan of authenticity, but for a while, I felt like everything I did was just costume changes. After this best friend tour, and actually during, I didn't feel that way anymore. I just woke up one day and it felt like this was me, and I'm all right with this woman I am today. So I am now moving forward is the only way to get better. I don't put constraints on my life like I wish most people didn't do to themselves. But I am also realizing that it's not my job to lead everyone through their desert. Freedom ain't free. We pay the price to be these people, but what I do know is that these days feel lighter, more colorful, and I'm starting to like where I am. That has taken a lot to say recently. And the more that I'm doing these projects and the more that I'm getting the chance to just really be open with myself and just have time to sit with my emotions and my thoughts and everything that I have been shoving down over the past couple of years, very like specifically, I'm realizing that it's okay to fucking be me. And I'm hoping that by the time we get to the end of this whole thing, you will realize that it's also okay to be you. No matter what anybody else says. Like, what is the end game that does
not? What is the omega? Because your ass keep playing around. You want to scream at people like, I'm your fucking child.
Why?
When does the omega stop? When does the end game come up? Because believe me, I've always been on that shit. All right?
That's not my definition of
omega. Do you know what omega means? I'm going to say it like this, because I don't got to say the words that came out of your fucking mouth. I can say Omega game. You feel me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you understand me?
I don't.
You know, you don't know what Omega means?
No, I don't.
Why don't you look it up?
You just asked me, so I answered.
Look it the fuck up if you don't know what it means.
I don't need to look it up.
Okay, so do you know it means end, right?
Why
the fuck do you, then look it up. Tell me what Omega means to your ass, because like I said, Omega means end. Exactly. You said endgame. I said omega game. You understand me? That's what I'm saying. Rather than endgame, it means the same, somewhat something similar. You feel me? Similar. Not exact, but similar. Don't tell me it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It does seem similar.
So when I say endgame,
what the fuck are you talking about? You probably talking about end. That's something that don't even end. That constantly repeats itself.
Okay.
What the fuck do you mean?
Can I answer it?
Yeah, talk. Right now.
No, but the thing is,
like I said, that shit you was talking earlier, who the fuck was you screaming at?
It was 10 o'clock.
Exactly, in the morning, who the fuck was you screaming at? Knowing damn well I gotta catch the bus to work, but your slick ass.
Because
you couldn't scream to me when you was in this motherfucking house. You ain't screamed to me in my motherfucking face. You screamed to me when I was on the fucking bus. Like that slick shit you did when you was at the door and then told me I need to get my shit together. And then tried to run out the fucking door with your ignorant ass remark. Let me tell you something.
Oh my God.
Grow the fuck up.
You feel better?
No, I feel great.
Oh,
like
I know you
said,
do.
I hold my mouth for a lot.
Yeah,
you do a lot of the fucking talking.
I'm always talking.
And like I said, as a woman, y'all talk a lot. Y'all really do. But like I said, some days I have to let that shit leave.
Me and all these women that you're talking to at the same
time.
Yo,
like I said, I'm not even talking to many of them. Talking to your ass.
I don't
all right?
know.
These people in my past, relationships, and all that shit, gone. I'm talking to Dimitri Thunderbird, so do not compare yourself to them. I'm talking to your ass.
You're always talking to me about stuff I don't do.
No, I'm talking about shit that you do. I'm not bullshitting here.
You sat here.
All right, I'm not lying here.
You sat
here. So don't say shaking your head lies to me, because this is what the fuck you did, and this is what you get in return.
I'm always getting something that whatever.
Yeah, say whatever. Good answer. Good fucking answer.
Like, literally, you
good
text me, and
like,
you're gonna tell me.
I don't know how many times you do that shit, but you know what's coming back.
I told you.
You know what the fuck is coming back. I'm not scared of you, alright?
I didn't ask you to be.
I am not one of these little ass, bitch ass boys out
here. Okay, are you done?
Alright? I am not one of your faggot ass friends.
There it is.
Straight up. I am not.
Are you done?
And I will not tolerate it. Do you understand me? Do not fucking raise your voice at me.
Didn't happen this evening, so
Don't excuse yourself this evening. I'm talking about early in the morning.
So can I talk or no?
Talk, say some shit.
Oh God. So do you take into context what I said to you when I was talking to you? Like when I was talking to you on the phone and I kept telling you to stop talking because I could not hear you because of the announcer in the background. You act like I didn't used to ride the bus all the time. It's hard to talk to somebody on the phone when you're on the bus.
The announcer only came on once or twice.
No, what?
The announcer only came on for every fucking
again,
stop.
Again.
And you heard me?
Again. No, I didn't.
And how the fuck and was you implying like I said?
I wasn't. I kept telling you to stop talking because I cannot hear you because of the announcer and then also the noise that the bus makes. Anytime that y'all are moving and y'all are bouncing over stuff, I can hear that over you in the phone. And I kept saying that to you, but you weren't listening to me at all. All you did the entire time, it wasn't a conversation when I was on the phone with you. It was you talking over me like you always do. Here you go.
You didn't want to listen to what I said.
Go ahead. Because I'm not talking right now.
You kept talking. I said, yo.
I wasn't talking.
Calm. I tried to tell you, listen, calm your voice down.
Like,
I'm trying to tell you, calm your voice down.
Can I finish talking or not?
I am so amazed by someone
who likes to quote the Bible so much but treat me so horribly.
I don't treat you horribly. You treat me horribly. Here we go. I didn't touch you.
Here we go.
All right?
And let's roll back.
I don't touch you. I don't scream at you. You've been doing this shit for years.
Kevin, we haven't been together for years.
Okay. You've been doing this shit every time I get with you.
Kevin,
all right?
No, it's not true.
Literally.
This is only the second time.
You did this down there.
This is the only
And you did this here. I don't understand that shit. And like I simply said, if you read the Bible, then your ass will know to keep your fucking hands to yourself.
Here we go.
Before you get yourself hurt.
Here we go.
Straight up.
Nobody has touched you.
It's sad because I had to put a fucking lesson to that shit.
No, you didn't have to do anything.
What? You want to try to touch me again?
What are you talking about?
I didn't put an end to it? What'd you say?
I said you didn't have to. You said you put a lesson to it.
Yes, that's right.
Kevin, I don't know what you're talking about, so I'm not even... It doesn't matter. You don't want to listen to anything I have to say. So I'm going to go back to my previous question. What is your end game? What do you want to result from this? Because it's not to be in a relationship with me.
What I want you to result in this is to wash your tongue.
No.
And to stop calling me a liar.
Kevin.
Because I ain't fucking lying.
You said the amount of times you call me gay all the time, these are lies. These are not truths.
Listen, the thing is, I say that, but technically, like I said, I'm trying to tell you that's just something that I think that you really want to be.
Why?
But the thing about that is,
why?
Like I simply said, period, with that, like I simply said, when I say that shit, like I simply said, yeah, you can pretty much say, you know what I'm saying, I assume that shit, but that's not really what I know. That's what I said. I said, if you want to be gay,
that's not what you said. No, that's not what you said.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Do I gotta go back on my phone?
You sat here and said, like today, that you can visualize me freaking handcuffing people to futons like you and inviting my gay friends to come rape them. That's what you said.
Very good.
Where the fuck does that come from?
That comes from my imagination.
That's the
problem. You got a problem with that?
Yeah, I do. Because it's not fact. It's fiction.
Let me tell you, I don't know. But like I said, there's still a lot that you haven't told me. There's still a lot.
No, it isn't.
I don't even fucking know about you.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. Actually, no, it's not true. I've told you more about me than many people. So, no, it's not true. How you gonna tell me what I have told you? That's stupid. In my defense, for the best of me, I try to not carry the past into the present. I try to not carry the past into the future. My life has taught me that that doesn't work for various reasons. One, I'm never the same person in whatever space of time I occupy. So it's really hard to judge a person that you no longer occupy and that you don't know anymore. And I've been the person who's always killed off a version of self to become another version of self. Until now. Now, I feel like it's more beneficial to me to take bits and pieces from every era and make those culminate to become who I am present day. And that's a present day decision. That's a present decision. And, you know, talk to me 10 years later from now and maybe I will feel different. But in this moment, facet, skin, and space of time, that is where I am. When I sit back and I take into context a lot of things that I've done, things that I've been through, experiences that I've had, there's a reason why I say I feel like I'm putting down payment for previous lives. I'm not delusional, and I'm not self-adjunct to the point that I do not think that I have hurt people from decisions that I've made. I've always felt like I've hurt people from decisions that I've made. I think I probably punished myself more than they have punished me in their minds from the people who believe that I've hurt them. People who don't talk to me anymore for those reasons. People who act like I don't exist and that I'm dead for those reasons. There's nothing I can do to absolve myself of whatever they feel like I have done to them. And with that being said, that is not me trying to not take accountability for my involvement in why they feel the way they feel. Majority of the time, I ain't gonna hold you. I just don't know. I ask people to tell me why they feel the way they feel towards me so that I can try to fix it. And lots of times people don't. And it's not up to me to determine why they choose to not have these discussions. Everybody does what they do at the time that they choose to do so for the reasons that they feel like are more beneficial to them. So it's not me. It's not me in the sense that if I've tried to fix something or I've tried to at least gain a better understanding and it's not given to me, I can't do what I cannot fucking do, right? So the other side of that coin is when I cannot do what I would like to do because I'm not given the opportunity to, I still blame myself for it, whether they see it or not. And again, this is not me absolving myself from accountability. This is me saying what has been for me in my life. There's so much shit that I've tried to fix when I realized later that I may have hurt people by my actions, words, insert whatever into this Mad Lib. Because, I mean, I'm human. We're all human, like everyone else. I don't always make the best choices when it comes to myself and when it comes to how I deal with other people's emotions, at least definitely in the past when I was younger. Now I'm a little bit more cognizant and a little bit more mindful of what I do and how it could affect other people. So I try to move accordingly. But back in the day, like anyone else in their 20s and their early 30s, I didn't give a fuck. I was just living my life, trying to figure this shit out, landing where I may land. But I'm very sorry that I hurt some people along the way. But I can't change. I can't change. I cannot change what I have done. All I can do is try to learn from it and move forward. That's the portion that's always been the struggle. Because I will learn. I will move. But not the way that I should. Because I will still hold guilt, shame, regret, and pain from these situations. And then feel like anything bad that has happened to me in my life is attested to and attached to the shit that I've done in my past that I've tried to be a better person from. And, you know, if I never did it to begin with, I would not be going through what I'm going through right now. I don't expect everybody to understand, like, my mainframe or how it plays out for me. And the fact that it's taking me so long to realize that just because I'm human and I've made mistakes doesn't mean I deserve to be mistreated and fucked over and treated like shit. But when do you get there? What do you have to go through to get you there? Who do you have to become to get you there? What stage of life do you have to be in to get there? Y'all tell me. Because I still don't think I figured that out.
Okay, whatever. Ain't nobody. Kevin, I don't even know what you. What are you doing? Why do you keep pacing back and forth? No, I haven't seen any of your things. It's probably in the bedroom or the bathroom. Oh my God. Kevin, please go smoke. Kevin, go. Kevin, what are you talking about?
You get mad about it.
Because I didn't say that.
You did.
No, I didn't. That's the problem. You be eating. Okay. Well, Kevin, go smoke. Just please go outside. Just go. Fuck. My God. No one's doing anything to you. This is absolutely craziness. Just fucking stink.
I have found a new little space to deposit my thoughts while I'm going through the process, and it is becoming more helpful to me than I imagined it would be. Most times, I'd write out what makes sense at the time, and I found myself piecing together the things as of late that have made no sense at all. The process of letting certain things go becomes easier as you get older. At least that's what I've been told. But also more convoluted because I have had to rest on my laurels a bit while taking in all the avenues and paths of the journeys from before. And I am not good at that, y'all. I won't lie to you. I am not good at looking at shit that has happened in the past and being like, well, bitch, it happened for a certain reason. You've learned a particular lesson. You may have hurt some people along the way, but they are over it now. I don't ever think everyone's ever over it. I honestly think that people are praying for my demise all the time. But again, this is me and my shit only. Being able to make room in my very own creative space is important to me. Important to how my gifts show up in the world. I cannot expect anyone to understand that. However, that doesn't mean I shouldn't do away with the ones who do not respect that and that process. It's like having someone spit in your face. At least that's what it's always felt like to me. Each person's path is different, right? Even though there are things in mind that have shown up often, the one thing that has not been the same has always been me. And I'm starting to understand that, like, people do not always evolve. It's weird to me, but I'm understanding that that's a thing. I feel like a lot of that has to do with me feeling as if I cannot show up as myself and take up space that we should all be afforded. As much as I say that I do feel unseen by people at times, I do take responsibility in saying that I have allowed myself to not even stomach my own reflection on some days. So whose fault is it really? It's a tale of two cities. Sister cities, if you will, that exist independently yet codependently at the same goddamn time. Time waits for no one. Seasons fade and skin will shed, but it's important to remember who you are, at least for a little while, at least at the end, or maybe in the beginning, because some of us might not even be able to remember in the end. Because at the end of the day, these sister cities will cross. They will meet again, and it is up to you to decide if you want them to converge or be eaten alive. And why do I always feel like I'm fighting on my own? Sitting in the middle of a hidden beach, come away to where I want to go. Say you'll run away until it becomes far too real. Back at the moonlit beach. Back at the corner of where all this news began and I didn't know who I was. Let me tell you about all the news that was brought to me. When they couldn't even close his eyes before showing me his face, and I've been pretending like I'm okay with how all of this went down. When there are parts of me that are still infuriated. No one cared about me. That's literally what it felt like. All these people saying that they're friends with, all this talk of some sort of decency, but moving different, all revolving doors. And all the bullshit I didn't think we could be, the ones that started these fires from before, but more inside and more alone. That's just how it goes. Because it's not about what you need in all of this. It's barely about me. Layer 3. Supposed to be sunshine and lava rocks, they say. Someone told me that closure can only be about me so that they could continue doing what they choose not to say out loud. How is it that I'm supposed to be good, but I'm not supposed to question anything I see? Don't question what I hear. Don't question all the lies. Don't question all the silence. Don't question any of the confusing shit. And the things that wake me up at 3 a.m. trying to figure out why there keeps being these reflections of things that I could never see. It's hollowed out, embodies all the older particles of me that don't amount to anything. I don't know if I'm ever going to amount to anything, at least what they consider to be grand in popular society. So we're back at layer 3. I have to be the greatest pretender and just keep on going. People open up when they want the attention about them, not when they feel comfortable, because everyone that has been so structured and anchored by me ends up being a fucking leech. And everyone tries to prove to me that I'm making it up when they never say, this doesn't start with me. But that doesn't mean that that's the way that it gets played out day by day. It has never been, but they love to make it seem that way. No one believes me until they hear what they have to say. I have to all sway and offer up proof that the shit that has happened to me has actually happened to me. It's funny. It's weird. Why would I lie? What does that bring me? Nothing. It brings me nothing. Me making up shit just to make shit up brings me nothing. But you gotta hear it first. Roll the clip. So, where do I stand? If you were to ask me present day, how do I feel about me being as open as I have grown to be? I will tell you, well, I guess I will be a little bit conflicted. Part of me feels like it's a double-edged sword. Part of me feels like it's bullshit. Part of me feels like I will never do it again. And I have reasons as to why I feel the way I feel about all of them. Double-edged sword. I think that there is some good in being open, because in my life that I have experienced, me being open the way that I have, no matter what the capacity, has enabled people to be open towards me and has created fulfilling and dynamic relationships and friendships, business partnerships, etc. However, with that being said, on the relationship aspect, me being as open as I have and exuding this level of vulnerability has put me in spaces of being leached upon and taken advantage of, and on some cases gaslit like the fuck. Hopefully, if you've listened to this entire part of this project, then you can hear some of the conversations that I had with a particular person. And I made sure to include, I tried to include not just his aspect of things, but mine as well, even though you do not have full context for his. But what I will say in reference to a lot of my experiences with him is, and this is not me making this up or trying to make myself seem better than what I am, he was fabricating a lot of shit, because as I was told at the end of this, he may or may not have been schizophrenic, may or may not have had way more mental issues than I was even privy to. And that made a very hard space to live, to grow, or no, I will say it in this order, made a hard space to cultivate, to plant, to grow, and for me, at the end of it, live. My entire existence was tied into the acceptance of this man, or who he thought himself to be and who he thought I was supposed to be. And so that means, if you caught privy to any of what you heard, I couldn't be anyone, because no matter who I chose to be, it was never good enough. So when you're in a state, and the state that I was in at the time, where you're trying to determine if this version of yourself is worthy of anything, and then someone's telling you that you should basically die every day, it puts you in a space. So, how do I feel about openness? I'm conflicted. Somebody, nobody, open. That means B is next. And I'll tell y'all when we get there. But I don't know. I'm very conflicted. I don't know if I've made the right choices in my life by being open and transparent the way that I have, because every single time that I've done so, I personally feel like I've been hurt more, 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 and more. Nonetheless, we are at the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys for hanging in here for three, for one, for two, for three, wherever you're here for. Per the usual, take care of each other, take care of yourselves. And that means next week we're closing this bitch out. And I promise, I feel like this episode is the climax when it comes to the stuff that's included. But I don't know, because I don't know how what I say, what I write, what I present is perceived. So how it hits you is how you hit you. Till the next time.